Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of executive dysfunction. And trust me, I get it. Life can feel like juggling chainsaws while riding a unicycle on a tightrope sometimes, right? Especially when our brains decide to play hide and seek with our memory and organization skills. But fear not, my fellow brainbenders. Today we're diving headfirst into some seriously powerful strategies that will help you unlock your inner organizational guru and reclaim your mental fortress. We're talking actionable tips, real-world examples, and maybe even a few brain hacks to blow your mind. Because let's be honest, who wouldn't want a supercharged memory and an organizational system that actually works? Alright, let's get down to brass tacks. Here are 5 key takeaways that will revolutionize how you approach memory and organization. 1. Embrace the power of chunking. Ever tried memorizing a whole phone number in one go? It's like trying to herd cats, chaotic and frustrating. That's where chunking comes in. Think of it as breaking down large chunks of information into smaller, more manageable bites. Want to remember a grocery list? Instead of milk, eggs, bread, cheese, cereal, try grouping them. Dairy, milk, eggs, bread, cereal, snacks, cheese. See the difference? Chunking makes it way easier for your brain to process and retain information. 2. Leverage visuals. We're visual creatures, people. Our brains are wired to remember images far better than plain text. So, ditch those boring lists and unleash your inner artist. Try using mind maps, color-coded notes, or even sticky notes plastered all over your workspace. Ever feel overwhelmed with tasks? Grab a whiteboard and sketch out your week in colorful boxes. Assign each task to a specific time slot and bam, you've just created a visual roadmap for success. It's like giving your brain a treasure map to navigate through the day's adventures. 3. The magical power of repetition. No, I'm not suggesting you recite grocery lists until your neighbors start wearing earplugs. But consistent repetition is key. Review information regularly, whether it's flashcards, notes, or even practicing a new skill. Think about learning a new language. It takes time and dedicated practice to really master it. The same goes for strengthening your memory and organizational skills. Don't just cram everything at once. Spread it out over time and give your brain ample opportunities to absorb and retain the information. 4. Harness the power of routine. Have you ever noticed how certain tasks feel automatic? Brushing your teeth, driving home from work. These actions are ingrained in our routines. Routines are like mental highways for our brains, guiding us smoothly through daily tasks. By establishing consistent routines for both work and personal life, you can free up valuable brain power for more complex activities. Think about it. If getting ready in the morning is a well-oiled machine, you'll have more energy to tackle that challenging project at work. 5. The importance of self-compassion. Let's face it, we all have off days. Some days our brains feel like they're running on fumes, and organization goes out the window. That's perfectly normal. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge those moments, and remember that progress isn't always linear. Instead of beating yourself up over a messy workspace or a forgotten appointment, focus on celebrating your wins, even the small ones. Treat yourself with the same understanding and empathy you would offer a friend going through a similar struggle. Let me tell you about Sarah. Sarah is a brilliant writer, but she struggles with organization like most of us. One day, she was drowning in a sea of notes for her upcoming novel. Deadlines were looming, and her brain felt like it was on overload. Sarah realized she needed a change. She started implementing some of the strategies we just discussed, chunking information into manageable sections, using color-coded notes to categorize ideas, and establishing a consistent writing schedule. And guess what? Sarah not only finished her novel but also found herself feeling more organized and in control of her work. It wasn't about magic, it was about implementing practical strategies that worked for her. So remember, you don't have to be a memory champion or an organizational guru overnight. Start with small steps, experiment with different techniques, and find what works best for you. The key takeaway here is this. You are capable of improving your memory and organization. It takes effort, dedication, and a sprinkle of self-compassion along the way. But trust me, the rewards are well worth it. Ready to take charge of your mental game? Go ahead and try out one of these strategies today. Share your experience with us on social media using hashtag mental toolbox. Let's build a community of support and success together. See you in the next episode, where we'll be tackling another common executive dysfunction challenge head on. Until then, keep those brains firing and remember, you got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.